Clay, we didn't have no fire
Well, just wait a minute. It's a chimney. What you gonna call it?
It's a what?
It's a stack chimney. What you gonna call it?
What would you call the same thing if it were on a factory?
A smokestack.
Okay. What did you burn for wood? Did you have any other heat?
You mean now or then?
Then, in the fire.
I burned wood. We didn't have no other heat back years ago. You know, we burnt gas since this come along, but back we had to burn wood.
Everybody else did too.
And use a kerosene lamp.
Mm-hmm.
I had to trim your wick once in a while so it burned.
I'm not that old. I don't know my kerosene lamp. Let's see. On the front of the fireplace, the part that comes out, what did you call it?
I call it the hearth.
All right. Hearth.
What would you call it?
What did you call it?
Hearth, the hearth. Everybody whitewashed the hearth, you know, and dimes and things.
Tell me then about your lamp that you were going to tell me about.
The lamp, the kerosene, the old kerosene lamp.
Yeah.
Well, you had to keep your burners all clean and so they would burn. And other words, sometimes you'd have to buy a new burner and a new wick to go in them, you see.
You had to keep kerosene all in them, wash the chimney every day.
Keep them clean.
That must have been a job.
You never have seen one?
No.
I've seen them, but I've never used them.
She's never had the experience to have to run around at night running in looking for something.
You know, then them lamps was just like a little lightning bug now in the dark. But you know, we could see and read and study and everything in the world about them lamps.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there and get for the lamp light. You can see.
Like Abraham Lincoln.
That's what they said. Go ahead and get
to
the lamp light.
How did you start your fires?
Well?
Yeah, how did you start?
Well, if I didn't have some good, rich lighter, like wood, I'd get me a little kerosene and pour on it.
Strike a match to it.
Strike a match
Put
to it.
Put you some chips on in your wood.
And another thing you could do is bed your coals when you go to bed. Take your old knot in and cover them up. Next morning, all you'd have to do is tie it up. You'd have some big old red coals that would take a long start to
one. Did you stack wood on it before you went to bed?
Huh?
Did you stack wood on
no,
it
no.
before you went to bed?
No, no. We never
it
did.
It did. It burned up during the night, you know, about 6 o'clock.
During the night, but we just have some little chunks. And we'd wrap it up in those ashes and then go on to bed. Take shell and cover them. Next morning, that'd be done in hot coals and you'd tie them out and you'd have a great big old red hot coal that would start your fire.
Did you, what was the back wood, the back piece that
back
you kept
stick, on? Back stick, you always put on a great big old back stick of wood.
What kind
but
of
wood? But I never, that'd be a hickory or something.
A wood or something like that.
But I know that some people do that, but I always saw afraid of putting too much wood on
when
I go to bed.
That's interesting. We have a fireplace and we keep ours going overnight.
Y'all put a back stick back in there, but you fixed better than it was then because one could roll down there and burn up your house. In the old days, but a minion burned up fireplace.
And y'all burn more than yours.
Mm-hmm. And I've just recently seen my husband pour those ashes on, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
Somewhere he's evidently come across that.
Yeah, you cover them up with ashes.
What'd you do with your stuff left over in the morning? What'd you do with
what
you cleaned up?
Well, if there's too much of it, we